This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Rick Sperling, an assistant superintendent with Mitchell County Schools, and he's with us to talk about the opening of school this week and some of the projects that were completed over the summer. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Well, Steve, it's a pleasure to be with you, and as I always like to say thank you to you and WTOE and WKYK and all the good things that you do for the Mitchell County Schools. We appreciate this wonderful relationship that we have. As the summertime begins to wind down, we start to turn our attention to the beginning of the school year, and this will occur this week as teachers will be returning to their schools on Monday, August the 3rd, to begin work in preparation for our first day of school, which will be Thursday, August the 6th. Now, this day will be an early release. We will release school at 11:30. The reasoning for that is we feel like the first day of school is a good time to orientate our children to the building and their schedules and get everything ready to go. And our first full school day will be Friday, August the 7th. And we're very, very excited about the 2009-2010 school year in Mitchell County. It's been a very busy summer for us, and I think a very productive summer. We've had a tremendous amount of construction ongoing. And some of the highlights, Steve, that have been taking place in our county is we have now replaced four schools over the last 2 years with heating and cooling systems, and that is a result of an allocation, a financial commitment made by our local government, our county commission, 3 years ago to the tune of $2.1 million to replace the heating and cooling systems in five schools. We are now in the second phase of a three-phase cycle, and looking forward to completing this next summer. We've replaced heating and cooling in Bowman Middle School and in Deaton Elementary School last summer, and this summer we were able to do the same type of work at Googe Primary and Tipton Hill. So when teachers and students return back to these schools, they're going to have a different air climate, and we appreciate so much our local government and the commitment they've made to our schools. Also, we have a new exceptional children's wing being ongoing construction at Googe Primary School. It's a 6,000-square-foot facility. And we're very excited about this facility for our exceptional children system-wide who will be housed there. We have some outstanding teachers and our exceptional children's director, Sherry Bell and Sarah Hobart. And there's so many people to mention, but we have outstanding teachers that do a great job every day. But our facilities have really not reflected that. And I think now with this new construction, we're going to have a wonderful place for these children to go. We're looking forward to that, too. Another big hot item around the county is we're replacing our track at Mitchell High School. Very excited about that. It's been a long time coming and have not been able to participate up there in 3 years because of cracks in the track and problems that we've had with that. So we're very fortunate to be able to replace our track this summer. It will not be completed by our first varsity football game, but I think as we go through August and September, our fans will see the progression of this track, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful facility for our kids to use in countywide. But it's been a very good summer. I want to say I have a public forum how much I appreciate our Board of Education for their timely approval of all summertime construction projects, as this really helps us with the planning and scheduling and helps us to use the seven and a half weeks of summer that we have very effectively. And it has been a very productive summer, and I thank everybody who has worked so hard. I also like to take this opportunity to thank our custodial staff in Mitchell County who have worked extremely hard, also around some construction projects. Been very difficult for them, but our buildings just look outstanding, and we're very excited about the beginning of the year. And I'd like to repeat that we will start this week. We will begin our first day of school. Thursday, August the 6th, we will dismiss at 11:30. Our first full day of school will be Friday, August the 7th.
Our guest on today's Close-Up has been Rick Sperling, an assistant superintendent with Mitchell County Schools. For Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.